This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Jimmy from Boston. A drinking test? That is a great idea. But only if you two featherweights don't let that shit turn into an hour-long game of bro-guy ping-pong. Bro-guy, bro-guy. Sure, you'll throw in a question about the Pope or bone out to Brad Pitt, but for the other 58 minutes, nothing but bro-guy. Later.
Pete and Sebastian Show, Corona Edition. We are back. How you doing on the other end, bro? I talked to you before the show, so I know you don't have it. How's everything going?
It's good. Let me ask you something, and I don't know if you have it or you don't, and I'm not talking about Corona. Do you have a beverage?
I do. I absolutely do. I was waiting to start. Boom. There we go. Do you?
I am halfway done with a Presidente from the Alex Rodriguez leftovers.
I got it. That's right. What is a Presidente?
It's a beer.
Oh, it is?
It's a beer from the Dominican Republic. I think Alex Rodriguez is somehow involved in the brand, and it's an Anheuser-Busch product. And I gotta tell you, I'm not generally a beer guy, but I gotta tell you, this is a nice, smooth beer.
Nice. I gotta try one of those. Did you drink those when you did the Instagram interview with A-Rod? And I see that J-Lo joined it too.
I did. I had one, as we did the interview. Interview lasted about 24 minutes long, if you haven't seen it. It's up on my Facebook and Instagram page. I was shocked, to say the least, when J-Lo popped her head into the screen. I got to tell you, she came on, and she's 50. And I don't know what she's using, but send me a bottle. This woman looks 22 years old.
She absolutely looks way, way younger than 50.
So, yeah, it was cool. It was a cool little interview. I did ask the question about the Pope.
To him and her, or just him?
Just him. At the end of the interview, I said, listen, I have a question. I do a podcast with Pete Corielli called The Pete and Sebastian Show, and we had a question. And DJ Hank, if you can, slice this in right here.
Who would be able to get the Pope on the phone sooner, you or J-Lo?
By the way, that's such an easy one. Not me, I'll tell you that. Not me. But here's the real answer. I would say, hello, this is A-Rod. I'm calling on behalf of J-Lo. Can I find the Pope? We'll be right with you.
All right, man. It was nice talking to you. Take care.
All right, my brother. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
He says, that's no question. And then he goes, you know, he said his wife, and he goes, although I'd probably call and say, I have J-Lo on the line for the Pope. He'd say, I'm Alex Rodriguez. I have J-Lo on the line.
Now, does he think that J-Lo could get the Pope?
Absolutely.
Holy shit, dude. Can you imagine living in that world?
No, I really can't. It's,
practically now.
Arguably the best, one of the best baseball players ever. Would you agree? I mean, I'm not a baseball guy, but
yes,
what are we saying? Top 10, top 20? What are we at?
Top 10, easy.
Top 10, okay. Well, I mean, as long as we're on it, we're not a big sports guy. But who do you say best baseball player ever?
Well, for me, My favorite's Derek Jeter.
Jeter! Holy shit, dude. Fucking Derek Jeter.
But the best I ever saw is Barry Bonds. Roids or no roids. That guy was playing wiffle ball and everybody else was playing baseball.
Yeah, I mean, like the Bonds, the Maguires, the Sosas, that was the steroid era. So there's a big debate on whether or not you could, you know, count their skill sets as legitimate based on the fact that they were using.
But all I care about is hitting, all right? I mean, all the, like, you know, a great catch and a great fielder. Yeah, that's great. That's all part of the game. But at the end of the day, you want someone who is a hitting machine. And when Barry Bonds was up, you're like, this guy is either going to walk or he's going to hit it into the fucking bay. Holy shit. I mean, you know. And, you know what? They were all doing roids, so it just tells me that he still would have been the best.
They're cheaters and criminals.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
Dude, I got a side thing I wanted to ask you. I want your opinion. This is the kind of stuff I love, these kind of questions on the cast. My father-in-law, let's be honest, you know, he's in his late 80s. And don't get me wrong, 2 weeks ago in his late 80s, he did 15 miles. He went and did Jackie's spin class with her and did 15 miles. So he's still doing that, right? But, you know, you can start to see he's 87, you know, and it's like you can start to see we're definitely in the last few years of, not the last few, but we're at the end. I know he knows I love his daughter. And I know he think I love the guy. He loves me. He's like a second father, and we got a great relationship. And da da da. But I just spent Saturday afternoon with him, and I came this close. We're at a party to leaning over and saying to him in private while we're having a beer, and I didn't. But I want to say it to him before he passes.
Yeah.
I wanted to lean over and say, with all the traveling I do, and the shows you've been to and the things I've done, I just want you to know that I have never, ever cheated on your daughter. I have never even flirted with another woman or gave another woman the impression that I might want to be with her in the entire time I have been with the daughter that you have. And he would probably go, maybe, oh, it's nothing I think about. And I would go, Yeah, it is. what'd you take? Like, if you were on your deathbed and the guy leaned over, Serafina's husband leaned over and said to you, I have never cheated on your daughter or thought about another woman or any, but da, 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 wouldn't you be like, nice?
No, you know what I'd do?
What?
You did something.
Actually, with your connection, you'd go, I know.
I've had you trapped for the last 30.
but do you think he'd want to know that? Or do you think he knows that?
Well,
or?
He threw me for a loop here because I thought you were going down another tunnel. I thought you were going to say, listen, I just want you to know that. I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but I'd rather tell you now than when maybe you can't hear this or whatnot, but you've been an unbelievable second father to me, and I couldn't have asked a better family to be a part of, and I just want you to know that. I know sometimes I never, you know, share my feelings, but I just wanted to tell you that. I think if you went that route, it would be a lot more, I don't know, I mean,
dude,
to bring up...
Highly disagree, bro. Highly. Dude, I would rather have the exact opposite. I would rather be on my deathbed and have my son-in-law say to me, I've never cheated on your daughter. I love her to death. I've never even flirted with anyone else. But you're a fucking asshole. I can't stand you. And then I die. That's fine. Just don't cheat on my kid. No? No?
I don't know where that comes from. If I'm sitting there hooked up to tubes with a breathing mask and Serafina's husband said, just want you to know I never cheated on your daughter, I would automatically take off the mask and go,
Who'd you fuck?
Oh, you wouldn't believe him, huh?
Yeah.
Shit.
What stopped you from doing this, and will you do this in the future?
What stopped me was the fact that I just felt like it might have been coming out of left field to him and that he wouldn't know how to react to it.
Yeah.
So what made me stop was I thought, which I haven't yet, I was like, let me run this by you on the cast. And then also let me run it by Jackie. And because I know there's a certain, he sees me, and he knows the way I'm with his wife, and I know his daughter, I mean, and I know in his eyes, he's probably like, he's always been great and he's wonderful, but dude, we don't have normal lives. I'm not going into Chase Bank every week and getting behind the glass. He's been to shows where there are people that, you know, want to meet me and da-da-da. So I just thought it'd be a little nice, like, little gift basket, a going-away basket. Just to know.
Here's your parting gift. What? Dude, where am I going?
I saw a photo the other day of Eddie Vedder with his wife of many years now. I had a discussion with DJ Lou recently where I was like, whoa, man, he must have been with her a while. She doesn't... Anyway... they've been together a long time, and she, based just on the photo and the way she was hugging him and holding him, it seemed pretty clear to me that this woman ain't down with the whole way you can bang who you want when you're in Milwaukee, but when you're home, you're with Nana. She looked like the kind of, if we're doing this, you ain't being with anyone else. Yeah. So he probably said, we're doing that, and that's what, I love you to death. I'm Eddie Vedder, but I'm still going to be a one woman. I'm going to write songs about you. But if I was that woman's dad, it would be a nice touch if Eddie Vedder came up to me on my deathbed and said, hey, listen, I've been true to the whole thing. I haven't banged anybody. Like, are you serious? Oh, yeah. I'm like, dude, that means a lot to me because I really think you can probably fuck people. So, you know, I'm just saying it. So it's a nice touch.
Have you asked Jackie yet?
I've done it with Jackie. I've said to Jackie, I just want you to know in all these years, I've never even... flirt with another woman. You don't ever have to worry about da da da. And you know what she looks at me and says? What do you want, a fucking medal? You want a fucking medal? That's what you do. That's the commitment. I go, yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know. Then I start throwing other dudes under the bus. Bobby, you know, sometimes. It's like, yeah, it's a pretty big deal to not cheat on your wife these days, right? It's like,
barely. When the norm seems to be everybody is doing it, I was asking if you had brought this up to Jackie in regards to her father.
No, I've only brought it up to you. I'm going to bring it up to her next weekend.
What do you think she's going to say? I got to think she's going to go, Pete, don't do that.
I think she's going to say, I think my dad doesn't think about that, and I think he thinks you haven't. And I'm like, you know what, though? That's the thing. You're a woman, and you're not the father of a daughter. And you can say all that you want, but I think if the father truly believes that the son-in-law is being honest with him, and that son-in-law says, hey, let's grab a beer. I even thought about having doing it over a beer with him. Just want you to know, in all these years, I've been true to your daughter. Completely true. Never even flirted.
You're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker! What are you talking about? What kind of ignorant shit is that? I ain't never been to jail. What, you want a cookie? You're not supposed to go to jail, you low expectation ever, motherfucker!
And then he'd go, I never thought you would. And I just can't think that that's just not nice.
Are you looking for?
I mean, nothing. I just want him to know. It's like no different than telling my daughter I love her. I just, you know, like if my dad said to me on his deathbed, I never cheated on your mother, I would go, wow, I definitely thought you did like 2-3 times. Good to know, right? You know? I mean, even for splitting up the stuff when he dies, you know, I'd be like, wouldn't you feel, it's a big thing, man. It's a big thing. It's not cheating on your wife and like not even having a tough time doing it, just being that much in love. That's as much as of accomplishment as whatever you did at your job for 30 years and vice versa, man. You know, like You couldn't imagine your wife cheating on you, right?
Like, no, it'd be devastating.
Devastating. And I would never, any other woman after that, I am so out there. Like, I am so trusted to my wife that if she cheated on me, any other woman, I'd just be like, listen, you are getting a damaged goods right now. You're getting damaged goods. There will never be a time when you don't go to 7-Eleven where I think you're blowing somebody. If you can live with that, then let's do this. But we are out there, right, bro? We are completely exposed. Your life can be ruined. You come home a day, all right? So, I mean, last week, I called Jackie, right? And she was doing something. I can't talk right now. I'm watching my favorite movie. I'm watching a movie. I just sat down. I don't want to talk right now. And I go, oh, that's fine. I love you, babe. Love you too. Bye. And I got off the phone. And I'm like, bro, this is total, like, right now, if you really break it down, this is like she's half naked. The guy, you know, she's throwing it in, like, I called. And she's like, I got to pick up. He's in the Days Inn in Hicksville. What the fuck? It'll be weird. Yeah. And I literally thought about, do I call her back on FaceTime and make... And make her give me a 360 in the living room right now. And then, but you can't. You just totally trust, right? And then in hindsight, you go, I should have did the fucking panoramic 360. I should have did it. So I'm just saying, bro, we are naked, man. We are exposed and we are out there. We are in love and it's dangling.
Well, listen, yeah. It's funny because... You know, I'd have to think with technology and the way it is today that it is, and I don't know why it is as prevalent as it is, but I do not know how men think they're going to get away with cheating. Say back in the 70s, there was no... way to find out where you were. It was you literally left the house and no one could find you.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yeah.
There was a story about 2-3 months ago I read that a guy was having an affair and the wife found out because his Apple Watch was connected on an app with her Apple Watch because they used to work out together and used to keep track of the calories burned. She's at home and she happens to look at her workout app and her husband's heartbeat is up to 172. He's not there, right? And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. So he ain't working out. This guy's having sex with his Apple Watch on, and his wife at home saw that his heart rate had increased.
Holy shit.
And that's how he got caught. So it's like, with the technology out there, like the guy didn't even, I mean, like he didn't even put the two and two together that that might even happen.
Right,
so
right.
How in the hell are you going to go around town cheating? Even if you wanted to, it's virtually impossible. I've often told my wife this. I said, first of all, I stink at lying.
Yeah.
And I can't. It's written all over me. I come home and my wife doesn't like when I have Chipotle because it's got rice and it's not high in sodium and whatnot. So I come home and, you know, I gave her a kiss and she goes, did you have Chipotle? Like, right away, she knows, right?
Guess what? You're busted.
Hey! Yeah. And this is with, like, brushing my teeth. Like, This is what I'm worried about. I'm worried about my wife finding out that I'm going off my diet rather than sleeping with a girl.
But there's also, though, when you cheat, and again, let's make it pretty clear. We're not cheating because we might get caught. It's just not in our MO. We pick women and we're in. We're all in. We're on the table and we're all in. But back in those 70s, I'm hearing you. You go and you sleep with some woman in Milwaukee at some conference. Yeah, maybe even give her a fake name, some shit, who knows, right? But you're like, all right, that's done, that happened. But don't you always have the fear that you'll be mowing your lawn and your kids are playing out in the front, they're doing wiffle ball, and some fucking blonde lady starts doing a 15-mile an hour drive down the road. You're like, oh my God, is that the fucking lady from Milwaukee? Oh, fuck. Yeah, kids, go inside, go inside, go inside. Yeah, like, I don't want that shit hanging over me, man. And, like, even I do this. Have you ever done this move? I look at Jackie on the couch. I'll do this, like, I'd say, like, once every 5-6 months, twice a year. And as we get older, she's even more disgusted by it, but I still do it. We'll be on the couch, usually watching a movie, maybe with someone's cheating, and I'll pause it, and I'll look at her, and I'll go, baby, you know I've never cheated. I know. I just want you to know. If you cheated on me, I go, even if you made out with a guy once when I was on the road, then everything, even if that happened 15 years ago, you made out with a guy once at a New Year's Eve party when I was on the road, everything up till now, it's fake. It's fucking not real. It's tainted. It's all fake. It's fucking, you can live with it and you can pretend this has been real, but the past 15 years is shit if you did that. And she'll go, I know I didn't. I go, hey guys, as long as you know, because if you did, you can think this is real, but it's not. It's all been nothing. It's been nothing. It's been puffing me, bro. That's intense, right? But it.
Oh man, yeah, would, I don't know.
If you were the wife, though, would that make you in that moment go, fine, Jerry, I fucking blew him behind the shed?
No, or would you still? I'd call my friend and go, can you believe this idiot? Still don't know I fucked the guy on New Year's Eve.
So you're saying, though, saying that to the other person, if they're hiding a secret, that's not going to make them give it up more, right?
No.
Yeah. It's
yeah, just let the movie play and stop bringing that up. You're right on the whole thing about in the 70s and the hanging over you. I mean, even worse would be cutting your lawn and you're emptying the bag of grass out, and from behind you, you hear, Dad?
Oh my God. Did you have a child?
Could you imagine Sadie having a half brother?
What would Lana take easier? She would, because I've had this conversation with Jackie too. If a kid comes your way that looks exactly like the Schwarzenegger maid kid, you know that dude? Oh. Like that thing, right? I mean, that kid. Oh, well, fuck. I mean, that thing meaning that situation. Yeah. But like if you saw a kid walking down the street and he's like 18 years old, he looks exactly like you, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's mine. Now, but this is before Lana was in your life.
Yeah.
Now, then you go in with Lana and you're like, we got a wrinkle in the Maniscalco. She's got to take that kid in as a stepchild to your kids. Like,
God, yeah, that's a big ask. That's a big ask. And now
if it's a kid that looks exactly like you that comes down the street, well, since you've been with Lana, then you run him over with your car. No, but that's a whole different ball game, right? Obviously.
Then I go up to him and I go, who's your mom? I'm your father, but I don't recognize the other half. I think it's safe to say that the Corielli Maniscalco household is cheat free.
Yeah, yeah. That's how we roll. When you can, anyone out there, and again, this show is a show, but it's also, as you say, a lifestyle.
A lifestyle. Absolutely.
And we're telling the listeners, guys, when you get married, man, just try to be the best husband you can possibly be. Stay loyal. Right?
Loyalty.
And if you can't, this is my thing, right? Like, I've had these conversations. I'll be honest with you. I've had these conversations with my wife. I'm like, we got to do it. If we don't do it, that's where problems start to happen. Are we getting to, what's this turning into, like, Dr. Oz right now?
I don't know. Is this Love Line?
Do you think you're the father of the child whose mother you admitted to sleeping with one time? You said no. The lie detector test determined That was a lie.
I don't know. I don't know. I that's my fault. We'll move on to another topic. I want to bring up briefly my buddy Larry. I've brought up before, my buddy from childhood, one of my best buddies. We're making plans in California.
I met him.
You met him?
Did I meet him?
Well, you kind of met him. He met you in an elevator in Vegas. He was loaded and you weren't believing that he was a friend of mine.
But that he was drunk.
Yeah, he was drunk, but yeah. He still...
And I was like, he was a little handsy on me. So I was like, all right.
Oh, really? He listens to the cast. So this is, I believe this, he does, listen, he gets hammered. He definitely gets hammered.
Yeah, he was hammered.
Yeah, but
we were walking to a casino. It wasn't an elevator. It was a casino.
So he's a little handsy.
Yeah, you know, I was like one of these guys. I know Pete. He had like a little flipper going.
Oh man, Jackie and I are gonna laugh so hard about this. So
what are you doing? You're setting it up with him in L.A.
No, yeah. Well, anyway, we were texting about something, and he gave me to my text a thumbs up that you do the thumb, right?
Yeah.
So I texted to him, you know, I go, that fucking thumbs up shit is a little bouncy. Sebastian does that all the time, too. What is that shit? And he laughed. He goes, ha, ha, ha. I knew you were going to say that as soon as I sent it. And it made me make a note to say it to you, too. Guy, I ain't down with the thumbs up off of what I say. I need a text back. I need words back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Because you're the one who's, like, pioneering this thing.
Yeah, but, like...
Remember when we got that first one, DJ Hank? When we got that thumbs up from him, I was like, what the fuck is that? He likes it. What was wrong with okay?
Listen.
Yeah.
The thumbs up comes in handy when the question is, hey, you want to do the podcast Tuesday 5:30? Boom, thumbs up.
No, but that it should be, yeah, let's do it, looking forward to it.
Man, what are we writing for the love letters
no,
here?
No, we're it's not. Just... We're continuing human contact on some fucking level, bro. I mean, thumbs up, bro. Thumbs up. If you
thumbs up, I'll see you then. What the hell are you going to, it's like there's a lot that goes with the thumbs up. You don't, what am I going to do? Okay, no, looking forward to, hey, yeah, Pete, you know, Serafina, she said today that she likes broccoli.
If we were standing together and we all agreed on something, you wouldn't go, you know, you wouldn't just point your thumbs up. You'd say something. Let's keep saying shit. Words. Yeah, I'm a word guy. I don't like that. I don't like that at all, man. And you're getting to the point in your career where you're like a fucking trendsetter. So don't start this shit, guy.
Trendsetter, bro. Yeah. I'm doing thumbs up to questions that I normally would say yes to.
Yeah, but when people know you're doing it, then they think it's cool to do it. I started smoking because of a young Charlie Sheen.
All right, guys, a couple of quick announcements. April 16th through 18th, I will be at Copa Blues Live in Phoenix. If you're in the Phoenix area, baby, come on down. My first shows in a while. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Copa Blues Live in Phoenix. And then just announced, Saturday, June 12th, I'll be playing Soul Joe's Comedy Club and Lounge in Royersford, Pennsylvania. It's just outside of Philly, like 30 minutes outside of Philly. Outdoor show under like this dome at 6 p.m. start time Saturday night. Oh, come on. It's going to be a fantastic time. That's Saturday, June 12th. You can go to PeteCorielli.com and get tickets, and all the shows I'm doing are going to start to be announced. I'm very excited. But first, Phoenix, baby.
I put my head on that pillow at night. I was just grateful to be working.
How do you feel about this, man? On the phone with Jackie the other day, there's a guy who... Listen, I know the guy enough. Like, he's in town. His daughter and my daughter are, like, really good friends. And sometimes I'll see him at a soccer game or something. Nice enough guy. And he's at the same gym as us. So Jackie's telling me the other day that she goes, oh, we were talking. And he's like, oh, I was at the gym. And he goes, oh, I saw you running yesterday. And now you're working out here. You work out all the time. And Jackie goes, wow, Tuesdays and Wednesdays or whatever, I'm a big workout day, da, da, da. And he goes, yeah, I could use some motivation. I was wondering, any chance you want to run together? Hey, he practically just asked my wife out for dinner.
It's a date.
It's a date, right? I mean,
it's a date disguised with a run.
Yeah. Is there any other way to see it? We were talking about it in the writer's room, and one of the women are like, he's just asking to run, and the other writer goes like this, nah, 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 it's a run, but this is what it is. He starts doing a fake jog. So, Pete's on the road a lot, huh? Here we go. I go, right? Here we go. Let's rest in the shade. I gotta stretch my hammy. My question to you is, of course, Jackie was like, you know, I'm not gonna run with him, of course, nah, nah, nah. Does this warrant a cold shoulder next time I see him as a message? Or do I just, you know, I'm sure in his eyes it was harmless. But even though it was harmless, I feel like it needs to be known. You don't ask married women to run.
Who's this guy?
I told you he's a guy. What do you have? Listen to my stories until you determine if they're worth it, fucking going back and getting it back. I know that move. I do that move. Hank, you know that's what he does, right?
No, he's like, I missed like the
because you weren't interested.
I was interested, but actually, I looked down. I looked down while you were saying that, and yeah. I made sure I had my validation. I'm like,
see what I'm saying? Did the iHeart people listen to the show? This parking lot guy is affecting the cast, man. I mean, my man can't even function on the show. Anyway, this guy. He's single, but he has a daughter that's the same age as Sadie, and they're good friends. So sometimes I'll see him at the soccer field or in the gym, you know. And I'm just, you know, do I just like, hey, how you doing? Or do I give a little bit of a cold shoulder at first?
Yeah,
to let you know that's a little.
Yeah, no, I think you go. Did you ask my wife to run?
Well, then I'm gonna have to get my pinky ring out to make sure I'm twisting that as I say those words. Fuck, guy. All right, you're not on the set of The Irishman anymore. Let's take it back to...
I think you need to go up to him and then, like, disguise it with humor. Just my wife to run. And he goes, well, yeah, I got this fucking way, you know. It's done in a way where it's a joke. But you know, like he goes home and goes, she told him about, you know, you got to let this guy think when he goes to bed.
Total mob behavior, bro. You just describe what I'm saying. No, you do it like a joke. You ask my wife to run? I'm kidding. Go home, see your wife. You get a nice dinner. By the way, you know who owns Governors, right?
Governors. Jimmy. The guy, the set and finish.
The suit,
Suit.
So he was telling me a story recently about growing up in Brooklyn. And two things. First of all, you know De Niro's character from Goodfellas, Jimmy the Gent?
Mm-hmm.
When he was older and he got out of jail, this guy who owns Governors dated his daughter. And I'm like you, he goes, I'd be in his house, and he'd be in the other room, you know, just watching TV or whatever. I'm like, that's insane. And when he was young, when he was a kid, he's like, Jimmy had just gotten out of jail. And he goes, and you know, you'd hear about him, but you never saw him out on the street. Hank, call Lou and ask Lou what Lou would do and play here. So he says, he's like about, I goes, I'm about 18, 19. I go, yeah, I got one of those big Thunderbird, big car, you know, and I'm at a red light and this guy hits me, you know, this old guy. And I get out and I'm like, you son of a bitch. And I'm yelling, I'm giving him a thing. And he goes, and this big son of a bitch, who, you know, one of the guys, you know, he was across the street in front of the club. And he calls me over and he goes, you know what that is you're yelling at? And I'm like, oh, he goes, it's Jimmy DeGent. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't know, you know. He goes, I go running back over. I go right up to him. I'm like, Jimmy, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was you, you know. And right away, Jimmy's like, don't worry about it. Yeah, you didn't call the cops or anything. He goes, no, no, I didn't call them yet. We're good. So just instantly, man, you
it's
know.
Nice.
It's nice. Like, Jimmy DeGent, this parking shit you're going through would have been done like two episodes ago, man. This is getting embarrassing.
That's the type of power where you don't even have to say anything. And word travels going, you know who you just told off? No, I was that guy's the head of a family. And then the next time you see him, so sorry, that's what you need. You know, like, not me where I'm gonna call and go, excuse me, there's a guy in your lot that's treating me with not the type of, you know.
I know.
You just want to be feared, and it, like, word gets out.
Well, yeah, man. Just that, right? Just he hits Jimmy DeGent's car, and Jimmy DeGent just sits there and goes, "Let him know who I am. I'll just wait here." He probably lit a cigarette while he was waiting.
Now, he'd walk in the door, and everybody who worked the room just went wild. I mean, the bartender got 100 just for keeping the ice cubes cold.
The Irishman is here to take all your guineas money.
Here's another thing. Today I took Caruso to music class. Now Caruso's 8 months, right?
Wow.
Lana's been taking him to this home where, you know, someone hosts it.
Yeah.
And they bring in like these two people that play bongos, guitar, and what have you.
Yeah.
So I take him today. She's like, "You sure you want to take us?" I take. Yeah. She said, "It's all moms." I said, "Even better." Right.
Yeah. Oh no, I already know this scenario. This is one of those you want all the moms to wish their husbands were as cool as you deals.
You got it. You got it. So knowing that going in, I know that going in, right? So I lay it on thick. Hey, hello ladies, what's going on? I showed up late. You know, so made an entrance a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And That's cool.
It was at the park. And the reason I was late is because I was told it was at a house, but at that house they couldn't have it. So last minute they moved it to a park and they didn't have my number. They had my wife's number. So I found out to another person who was on the block, oh, yeah, it's at the park. So I went to the park and I was late. I show up. One of the women's, oh, you could sit next to me on my pad. They had like a little blanket. I didn't know blanket or nothing. I didn't know this thing was going to be in a park, right? So I sit down, hey, ladies.
And I got the,
Shared the pad. Shared the pad.
May as well jog with her.
She asked me.
What are you gonna do? You can't sit in the dirt. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, no.
I would rather sit in dirt than share your pad. You gotta take the pad.
Oh, I went pad all day, right?
Absolutely.
So I said, hey ladies, how you doing? And it's like, got nothing. Right? I got like almost like hey, you know, like nothing like, hey, you know, like I'm like, all right, like, you ever test and gauge where people are at? You know, you come in hot and you get nothing. You're like, all right, let me dial it back a little bit. Right?
Yeah.
They're not at my level.
Reading the room.
Reading the room. So they got this guy and girl doing the class. They're on the bongos, right?
Yeah.
Like, all right, we're going to, like, the bongos are playing softly in the background, right?
Yeah.
Nothing, Hank?
Yeah.
We don't have the rights to any music, sound effects.
We just want you to play something every once in a while so we know you're not dead. Shit.
The iHeart sound cues are very limited here.
Yeah. It's oh, man.
Oh, so the bongos are going in the background.
Yeah.
And
the woman's like, all right, everybody, we're going to go around and we're gonna see why you're here. What are you celebrating today? Yeah, she's very upbeat. What are you celebrating today? One woman's like, oh, we're celebrating, 2020. Okay, we're celebrating 2020. 2020. And they make it a song, right?
Yeah.
So you ever in a situation where you're like, all right, it's three more until they get to me.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, you're trying to come up with something so outstanding while the other three are going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, I'm half paying attention to Caruso, but my brain, I'm like, what am I going to do that's going to floor the room, right?
Love it.
Now, let me ask you before I tell you mine. If you were there with Sadie and you were the only guy, only father, right? They're looking at me. I think they're looking at me like I'm, or this is maybe the father that lost his job. You know, I don't know what they're thinking.
I think they're thinking, because the way you are and stuff, he is the cool dad with a job that allows him to be around during the week, and he's here, and this is more of a woman thing. Now it's a different vibe.
You're right. It could be a variety of things. But I always go, I don't know.
No, your bottom line is there's a certain vibe with the moms there, and you're killing it by being there. You're killing it.
Maybe I'm interrupting what they would not like to talk about.
You're telling me they don't seem interested in you being there. That's what I'm just going by what you're
telling. I just didn't feel like they were friendly, but not like I thought. Like, oh, we got a man here. Whatever. Right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's like, hey, what are you doing? They were friendly, but not like. I was overly friendly, and I thought I was going to, like, break the ice in the room where they're going to go, hey, finally someone here that's not so serious. So do you have anything off the top of your head that you would say that would be maybe clever if you and – there we go. Would we just get rights to this?
I think you texted DJ Lo. We just get rights to this. Called iHeart the headquarters and said, can we play bongo music?
Hey, listen, we need bongo music and we need Pete's picture.
Thank you. I would be more in this situation. I would be less trying to wow the room. For me, I would just be more in survival mode, like, what can I do and get this over with and be cool. I would, off the top of my head, I'm feeling like I'd go and I'm celebrating. Spring is on its way, you know, because where we live, it's always cold, you know.
Oh, okay. So it was like a generic. I kind of went generic too. I went, though, something specific to what was going on right then and there. They came to me and I just did one of these. And I think I attribute this to being a comedian. I think only comedians would do this. Right. Before they deliver the line, they give a little, like, this is what I did. I go, you know, like, instead of just jumping into the phrase, you just kind of give like an almost like, when I'm celebrating Father and Son Day. And then they go into, it's Father and Son Day. It's Father and Son Day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So the woman next to me goes, oh, what else did you do today? And I'm like, this is it. The kid's 8 months. He's been in bed the whole day. You think I took him to the ball game?
Yeah. Oh, this is just the start. We're getting steaks later on. Fuck, lady. He doesn't even know we're doing this.
What else you got planned? The kid's up for 2 hours.
You complain because they're not giving you a certain thing. And the minute the lady gives you what you're looking for, you look at her like she's got a horn coming out of her forehead. Oh, hey, lady, tone it down.
Can I just say, guitar is so hard. If there weren't people actually already playing guitar, I wouldn't even think it was possible. Seriously, I'd be like, what did they used to wash clothes with that or something? I had to scale down. I got bongos at a thrift shop recently. And my wife is always kiboshing my artistic endeavors. Like, I come walking through the door with the bongos, right? She looks at me and she's like, are those yours? I'm like, yeah, I just picked them up. Why? What's the problem? And she's like, bongos, can you even play bongos? Can I play bongos? How insulting is that? I'm like, I don't know. Do I have hands and pot? It's a bongo. Has anyone ever banged a bongo and someone's like, stop, that's not how the song goes.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
I gotta apologize, bro. I think I lost my sense of humor.
Oh, come on. Hold on. I fucking died. Oh, shit. Bro, trust me. That you'll never lose. I even said to Jackie, I go, man, if this was almost any other comedian, I would have no problem doing this cast right now. But this motherfucker makes me laugh every single time I talk to him. So I may be spasming out here. That is impossible. Oh, trust me. Man. That's like Barbara Streisand coming in with a raspy baritone voice saying, I can't sing anymore.
I don't know, bro. I'm just sitting here like trying to find out where to go with this, and I'm coming up with roadblocks.
I think that
story I told you on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think that really like pales. Everything else pales in comparison to it.
You couldn't follow the story you told, but it's a personal story.
You want to go play pickleball up at Leonardo DiCaprio's house. All right?
Holy shit.
Brad Pitt!
But I got to tell you, I'm trying to come up with like a story that trumps that, and right now I don't have it.
So I got a list of questions from people if you want to do those.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
All right, here we go. So I had reached out to some of the listeners, and here's one. One guy asks, listen, guys, I don't have the names and stuff. You know who you are if you asked it. Is it bouncy to use face lotion for a man? Do you have more or less action with the wife during the virus? He asked three questions. And if you could both see one living comedian, who would it be?
Face lotion is a must. I use it every day.
Yeah, I mean, I use face lotion from time to time, not as much as I should, but yeah, bro, come on, don't ever feel bouncy about using some face lotion. You don't want to look like Tommy Lee Jones at 20 years old.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones, you ever see his face? His face looks like he has never been indoors in his entire life.
Yeah, there's a lot of damage there.
But weathered, manly look. Like, you look at Tommy Lee Jones's face and you're like, that guy could kick the shit out of me.
Of course. I mean, Brad Pitt will never have a face that looks like Tommy Lee Jones, right?
Oh, yeah. No, never. You're absolutely right about that.
As far as getting it on with the wife, I'd have to say that has not been as abundant here due to the fact that I think we're both exhausted at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The closest I've come to sex with my wife is when she watched my crack with the loofah sponge.
God. And then what did he ask? What was the last one?
If you could see one living comedian, it's hard to say living, you know, because we could kind of see any one. We probably have. But maybe of all time, if there's one comedian you could have seen that you've never seen perform.
I guess Richard Pryor, I guess.
Yeah. I guess Don Rickles.
I saw him perform.
You did? I should say Don Rickles, I never saw him perform, but when he was younger.
Don Rickles I saw at the Stardust Hotel in Las Vegas, and I got to meet him after the show. He came out. He actually showered in his dressing room after the show. And was sitting there freshly showered in like a different outfit. And I just thought that was so cool that
He went on stage, performed in a tuxedo, and then just took a shower. Have you ever done that?
No, I think we talked about that because I think when Rickles died, you brought that up. I've never done that. I've never needed to do that. How about you?
I've never taken a shower in the venue, no. But he's the guy that uses the towels and the soap when you go to the venue and then there's a shower there. This is the guy that must use all that stuff. And he came out, he looked fresh. And I always told myself, man, I want to try that after I do a show. But I'm like, after I do a show, I'll get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. All right. You feel like they're putting away the chairs and they go, "What's? Is there some noise back there?" And they're like, yeah, he's fucking showering.
Well, that's what they told me. When I went backstage, they're like, I'm sorry, you just have to wait here. He's showering. I'm like, oh, wow.
What are you laughing at? Why you get a horse and live in the mountains someplace and don't bother anybody? Got a personality like a dead moth.
Oh, so you got, that's right. I forgot you got to meet him. Shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was nice. He was very, very nice guy. I mean, that's the last of that era. I mean, who's alive from the Rat Pack era?
I think that's
Rickles
it, man.
Was the last guy, wasn't he?
Pretty much. I don't even know if he was a part of that. He was like not even really a part of them. But all right,
yeah.
Listen, I'm looking over these questions. Let's see. There's not a bunch, but this one's kind of interesting. Oh yeah, bro. I'm glad I found this one. I meant to tell you about this. We need to. There's a guy. He's gonna bug out when I say his name right now. I'm gonna butcher it, but it's Andrew Mizalajowski. His wife's name is Leah. And she sent me a message saying, can you and Sebastian give a shout out to my husband on the cast? He's been working constantly during the virus to make bread for the people in our city. And he's giving away free loaves of bread to families that aren't working. He loves you guys and it would mean the world to him. Bro, during the virus, there's a man out there banging out loaves of bread and handing them out to the townspeople for free? Come on. Get that man a cape.
Oh, wow. What a guy.
Yeah.
What a guy just cranking out loaves and giving them away for nothing. I mean, it's guys like that where, you know, you just got to tip your hat.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, come on. I'd rather have a nice, warm, homemade loaf of bread from this guy than a ventilator. Keep your ventilator. I'll just take the sniffing of bread. It'll keep me alive, baby. So there you go, Leah. That goes out to your husband, Andrew. I just unfortunately don't know if this show is ever even going to make it to air.
Did I hear a door open in the background, or did you just fall down some stairs?
That was Sadie. She came in and grabbed something, but she didn't even try to get on the show because she knows how fucking bad it's going.
Oh, no. She probably came in and saw a bowl of urine and ran out.
Holy shit. I do have one to the side of me. That's another thing. When you can't move around and you're on your own like this, and you got to ask someone for constant help, it starts to expose everything about you that, like, you know, you don't want them to know. Like, for example, I'm telling Jackie, can you get my Nicorette gum? And she's like, another. And when she gets it, she only gives me one piece instead of like a whole 10-piece thing of it. So when I want another one, I got to ask her again. And she's like, you got to stop chewing this. I'm not going to be alone the rest of my life. And I'm like, nicotine is not going to kill me. Yes, it's a chemical in you. And you want, then when I get my coffee, she's like, you're putting too many sugars in this coffee. And now with my bowl, she's like, Pete, your pee is so yellow. This is so bad. So she keeps coming in with water. You have to drink more. Your pee is too yellow. But like, she wouldn't see my piss if I could walk. I wouldn't need her to get my gum. And she wouldn't know how many scoops of sugar I'm putting in my fucking coffee. I'm totally exposed.
Oh, God. You'd be slowly dying and she wouldn't know it.
Yeah. And then as a treat to the show, I'm laying here on my back, and I guess as a treat, she was going to walk over and give me the weed. She knows I like to do that during the cast.
Yeah.
And then she goes, but it wasn't there because I already took it and brought it over here. So she comes in and she goes, oh, I see you can't do anything, can't move around, but you're able to crawl over and get your weed. I see that. So it's just one thing after another, bro. Too much exposure.
Too much, man. You got to get back up on your feet before all your secrets are out.
That's it, right? I know. So you got You got nothing to say because you're not feeling stimulated because you're in the house?
I just, you know, it's been so... here's one for you. I give you one. Yesterday, the preschool started up on Zoom.
Preschool?
Yeah. So what they do is they all get together, and now you're starting to get a bird's eye view on how people live. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
So I got to give my hat off to the Japanese. I mean, there's... Jesus.
The Japanese?
Yeah, there's like a little Japanese kid. And
yeah.
You just see everybody on their Zoom. The kids are bouncing off the wall, up on the couch, squirming, yelling, isn't it? And I gotta toot my own horn to my kid. My kid's sitting there, Indian style, with her hands folded, just ready to learn, you know?
Yeah, nice.
And it just mirrors the Japanese kid. The Japanese kid is like speaking Japanese to their parents, and then comes on the Zoom and speaks perfect English.
Oh, oh wow, man.
To everybody in the class. And I'm like, this is the way it's done. This kid's three, knows two languages already, fluent in both.
He's the kind of kid that could do that mid-flow. Like, you ever see those ones that can, like, change languages mid-sentence? Like, they start off, they want to say, I went to the store to get bread, and they go, I went to the store, cut up a thick multi page.
Oh, God. And here's another thing. If you're going to Zoom with multiple people, I think you got to position your computer in a way where you're framed and, you know, you look presentable. One guy, this is, I couldn't take it. He had his computer on the floor.
Yeah.
And then he was sitting down on the floor, but his feet were at his keyboard. So I'm looking at the bottom of his feet. I got to look over this guy's toes to see his kid, right? I'm sorry. You got to be, even though this is like you're at your home, you got to make it like a learning environment. Like we had a little desk there for Serafina, you know, with her little chair. We were sitting on the couch. This guy was like with his own family. Guy, I don't even know you. I'm looking at the bottom of your 10 toes.
Oh, my God, man. Now, our parents aren't even supposed to be in the shot on those, right? Because we did, Sadie's class did a Zoom one, too.
No, the parents are there. Parents are there. We're all, you know, like maybe it's different when you get older.
Oh, yeah, it's true. That's
but
true.
These are sure. Like 2.5, 3-year-old kids, so the parents are there. And I'm going to tell you this. So one kid had the nanny in the shot. Now, I didn't see any parents. So I'm thinking to myself, listen, these two better be doctors or have an essential job for the nanny to be in the thing. Because if they're in the kitchen right now eating and then the nanny's with them at school, I'm sorry. I'm not into that at all.
That's like, come on, you're actually home and you still can't go in the other room and do this?
Oh, wow. God. So, yeah, so we're doing that. Yesterday, Lana made cupcakes with Serafina, which was cool to see. But I got to tell you, bro, it's weighing heavy on my shoulders right now. I'm sorry, my energy level's completely gone.
Nah, hey, listen, it's understandable. Everybody's on their last legs, man. But we've been getting some great compliments from people all left and right that don't even normally give out compliments about how great the Corona casts have been and how much we've stepped up. So in our own way, this is our way of, you know, contributing. So
absolutely. I feel like I have a back problem.
Why do you feel?
I mean, that's the way I sound. I sound like you should sound.
Oh man. I just got that. I didn't get that at first. Everything has changed.
Absolutely nothing's changed. Take my hand.
Got to apologize to the cast listeners with my performance today. I'm sorry. I think the corona just has me down, and I need to take a nap.
Trust me, man. You're always entertaining, even when you think you're not. But I'm right there with you, man. Once I get up on my feet and take a nice, solid you-know-what again, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
But by the way, in closing, dude, codeine, are you kidding me? How come the guy who invented that shit is not on money? He should be on money.
I haven't taken it, so I can't even imagine what it does to you.
Just picture any pain you have. You take that little white pill, and 20 minutes later, it's gone. Fucking awesome. Shit.
Oh, God.
All right, bro. I will catch you next cast.
Take care.
The show has ended.
Jack!